Six people have died and more than 40 are reported injured in a train crash in the eastern part of the Czech Republic. The accident happened at approximately 10:30 a.m. on Friday, some 20 kilometers south of the city of Ostrava, when a Prague-bound Eurocity train from Krakow in Poland hit fallen debris from an overhead bridge which had collapsed onto the rail tracks. Now, Jan Richter has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. So, Jan, what are the latest reports from the site?
According to the latest reports from the site, in the town of Studenka in North Moravia, six people died and, as you said, more than 40 were injured in a major train crash when a Eurocity EC108 Comenius train departing from Krakow for Prague hit the debris of a fallen bridge. The bridge collapsed just as the train was approaching the area, and it was most unfortunate because the train was actually delayed by some 10 minutes and it should have been far from the site. The train was traveling at some 140 kilometers per hour, but the train driver managed to slow down before the accident. Even so, the impact was so severe that it derailed several of the carriages in front of the train as well as the locomotive. The crash happened on one of the busiest Czech railway lines connecting the country to Poland and Slovakia, and train services in the area are expected to face severe delays lasting well into the weekend.
Right, well, were there enough emergency crews on the spot in time to help the injured? I understand rescue teams from across Moravia were called to the site of the accident to help out.
That is correct. There has been more than 19 firefighters units and hundreds of rescuers in the site pulling people from the wreckage of the train. But the police closed roads for normal traffic to allow way for ambulances driving injured passengers into hospitals in the area. And helicopters also taking victims of the accident to as far as Olomouc. The region's governor, Evgen Toshanovsky, arrived immediately on the site. And the Prime Minister of the Czech Republic, together with several ministers, including the Transportation Minister, are bound and are flying to the site.
Well, it's probably early to ask this question, but do we know what exactly happened then? What made the bridge collapse?
Well, that will be, of course, the key question. The bridge was undergoing a reconstruction that began in April this year. It was built in 1961 and had reportedly been in a very bad state. The head of the building company that's carrying out the reconstruction work arrived at the site as well and said that the company will yet have to establish the exact cause why the bridge fell down.
Jan Richter, thank you very much for that. And, of course, we get new news from the site of